Now, if I ask you this question, you must remember it's directed maybe at the young people at the back. Is anyone here good at telling the time? Do you want to come out maybe and help me, or do you want to stay where you are? That's 10:30, and that's why David's not here together, but he's helping out with a holiday club at Liberton this week, and their service in the summer starts at 10:30. Right, what time is normally lunchtime? When do you have lunch?
1 o'clock.
Right, 1 o'clock. And what time is normally bedtime? I say normally bedtime.
7 o'clock.
Have I got it right? Oh, 7. You know, telling the time is one thing that we can do. We can see another person. Now, what's he doing? What's he doing? Conducting an orchestra. And what's he doing with his hands? Yes, he's waving them backwards and forwards. But he's keeping time or beating time for the orchestra. Now, you know this clock, I'm sure, most of you. It's been there since the early 1900s. And ever since that time, where is it, first of all? Does any of you know? I'm throwing open to all of you to answer. Stick up a hand instead of shouting out. East end of Princes Street. And what's below, not the hotel, but what's next to the clock? The station. And you know that this clock, since it was in 1902, I think, established, it's always been 3 minutes fast. And you know why? It's so if anyone's late and looking at the clock, there's a chance that they might catch their train. So we've had telling the time. What was the second one? Beating time. And this one, keeping to time. Do you know that the Apostle Paul tells us in Ephesians 5 about making the most of the time? Making the most of the time. He says, because you live in times when there's a lot of bad stuff happening, and that's as true now as it was then. You've got to be wise. You've got to live lovingly. Live in the way that God wants you to. And today we're going to be looking at time in the context of one person's life. You're going to hear about that in the reading later. And the question I want to ask you, do we use the time that God gives us well? Do we make the most of the opportunities? God gives us our lives. God expects us to do good with these lives, to live lovingly, as I said, to live wisely, to live as Paul puts it in a different way in our second reading this morning, to live for God's glory so that God is honored. Well, if you can stand up, we can give you a big hand for helping with the time.